2 days after that devastating tornado, residents of Joplin, Missouri are still trying to recover, still digging through the rubble, and there are predictions, a 45% chance of another tornado outbreak in that region today.
This has been a dramatic and difficult time, which is going to continue for some period of time. The weather has not been helpful.
That's Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. Earlier this hour, we got a report from Joplin with our New York Times reporter Brian Stelter, and he talked about the challenges facing rescue and recovery teams.
These guys were beat while they were down yesterday. We had the tornado on Sunday, and then all day Monday, it rained and rained and poured, and then when you didn't think it was going to go on any longer, it started to hail yesterday evening.
Joplin authorities are still looking for survivors, trying to treat the injured, but the tornado also destroyed the town's main hospital. All 183 patients and any incoming tornado victims now do not have a place to go unless they are shipped to Pittsburgh, Kansas, to the Via Christi Hospital there. And we're joined by now by someone from that hospital. Michael Hayslip is the Director of Public Relations for Via Christi Hospital. Michael, how many patients have arrived at your hospital from Joplin?
Good morning, Celeste. As of yesterday afternoon, we had treated 80 tornado-related injuries. That number had substantially slowed down. At about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, we were at 70. So there throughout the course of yesterday, we picked up an additional 10 victims and were able to treat them. But that number down substantially from what we saw Sunday night into Monday morning.
Michael, hold on there for a second. I said it was 166 dead in the headlines going into this story. I want to remind you, I got the one number wrong. It's 116, which is still pretty devastating, but I don't want people to think there's some sort of discrepancy or a new finding of victims there. But go ahead, Michael.
Thank you for that clarification, John. I was concerned there for a second that number had grown overnight, and I was not aware of it.
Michael, you also, I mean, in addition to people who were injured who have come in since the tornado left, you also got a number of patients that they simply cannot treat at the St. John's in Joplin because the hospital is too devastated, correct?
That is correct, and we've had a medical surge that started late Sunday night and into Monday morning with a number of ambulances and helicopters having to take that trip across the state line to us. We were about 20 minutes from Joplin, so we were just happy to be able to help our medical brothers at St. John's there to take care of our community.
Although, what kind of state is your hospital in now? Are you overcrowded? Are you out of beds?
We are not. We actually had about 20 beds as of yesterday afternoon still available. We're doing our best to accommodate staffing-wise to make sure that everybody has the care that they deserve. We understand that these people, some of them, they have no homes left, and we just want to make sure that we can do everything to get them a sense of there is no sense of normalcy, Celeste, so we just do our best to accommodate their every need.
Well, tell me, we're speaking with Michael Hayslip. He's the Director of Public Relations for Via Christi Hospital. Via Christi Hospital is in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and they've ended up taking a lot of patients from Joplin, Missouri, since the hospital in Joplin was directly hit by the tornado. And Michael, you must look at what happened to your colleague hospital over there in Joplin as really a worst-case scenario. You're one of the institutions that helps people deal with a disaster, and yet the tornado sat over the top of that hospital for 1 or 2 minutes. It took out power. People, their IVs were ripped out of their arms. I mean, that must be for you an opportunity in some ways to learn from the worst case.
It is, and we've been in contact with St. John's, making sure that they have all the resources that they need. It's one of those things, though, Celeste, that when Mother Nature bears down on you like that, all the planning in the world, once that happens, what you do is you rely on the resources around you to take care of those patients who came to you in the first place.
Michael, what's the state of the communications network in the region, and have you had to divert choppers from one place to another because it's so difficult to do the triage given the state of the communications network?
Right now, we have not had to divert, John. As far as communications network, it has been very frustrating with the number of cell phone towers down. As far as getting in touch with other hospitals and specifically trying to talk to people at St. John's, I have found the text messaging is probably the most efficient way to get messages back and forth right now.
No
really? Text messaging straight to people's cell phones?
Yes, text messaging. We have been able to get text messages through to people that we've needed to talk to in Joplin because it is extremely difficult to get a cell call and physically talk to that person on the phone.
What kind of injuries, I mean, occur in a tornado? Is it mainly blunt trauma?
Well, Celeste, we had minor lacerations, your bumps and bruises that we saw late Sunday night, but then that grew to major trauma as the night went on. Of the 80 patients that we've treated, 35 have been admitted to our facility.
Wow. Michael, Brian Stelter, a reporter for the New York Times who was on the scene all night, described hypothermia as an issue. I can't imagine you imagine dealing with hypothermia this time of the spring. Even given the conditions?
Just from listening to victims who gave eyewitness accounts on the news last night, they talked about not only the temperature dropping when the tornado hit, but also, too, having to deal with a large amount of water, number one, from water pipes that were blown during the storm. But then, John, as you were saying earlier, we had a day of constant rain yesterday. It did not let up. It started in the morning and it went all night long.
We're speaking with Michael Hayslip. He's a director of public relations for Via Christi Hospital in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Michael, there are a lot of people who are now without homes at this point, and some of them are volunteering in search and rescue efforts. What would you say to the people of Joplin, Missouri to try to keep them safe for the next 24 or 48 hours?
That we're here for you, that every community around here is taking supplies. We're trying to get everything that those people need in a timely fashion, and we're trying to get everything under the sun into Joplin, Missouri, whether it be diapers, clothes, food, water. We want them to know that we understand in this time of need, it doesn't matter what side of the state line you're on, we all rally around, we all take care of each other.
Hey, Michael Hayslip, the president's coming to town on Sunday. What should he have in his chopper for you?
I heard that he was coming, John, and I was talking to a friend of mine in the media, and he was talking about fielding calls from Australia and England, Canada. Now we find out President Obama's coming Sunday. It gives you an idea, I guess, of the scope. We're a small Midwest community, and certainly we don't want this attention.
But I bet, I'm sure you can use the help, though. Michael Hayslip, Director of Public Relations for Via Christi Hospital in Pittsburgh, Kansas, handling patients from Joplin, Missouri.
We don't want this attention.
Yeah.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.